بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. یحییٰ بن خالد رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ شریف جب عبادت کرتا ہے تو تواضع کرتا ہے، برخلاف کمینہ کے. حضرت یحییٰ بن خالد رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے when a noble person, you know what I mean, noble means متقی, it's not referring to lineage, to a person's family tree. He is referring to taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The noblest amongst you, Allah Ta'ala says, is the one who has the greatest taqwa. The more taqwa one has, the more fear for Allah Ta'ala one has, the more noble will he be in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So he says that a noble person, when he makes ibadat, worships Allah Ta'ala, then he becomes more humble, more tawazu enters into him. On the contrary, a person who is despicable, contemptible, the opposite of noble, an evil person, the more he makes ibadat, the more arrogance he acquires, becomes haughty. Ibadat, worshipping Allah Ta'ala, it is the effect of what? It's the effect of ubudiyat. Ubudiyat means slavery, to be a slave. Who's the slave of Allah Ta'ala? When a person is a slave of Allah Ta'ala, then that ibadat which he performs, which he renders, it is full of humility. Because he is a slave of Allah Ta'ala, and he understands his a weakness and his dependence on Allah Ta'ala, and he is fulfilling his duty unto Allah Ta'ala. But when a person lacks ubudiyat, he does not understand that he is a slave of Allah Ta'ala, then the more ibadat he makes, the more arrogant he becomes. That's why Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf al-Thani Rahmatullah, he advised the sheikhs, he advised them, that when you initiate murids, when you introduce them into the path of the soul, don't load them with forms of zikr. Don't prescribe for them azkar, too much zikr. Why? Because they are diseased. The people are still diseased. The newcomer, he comes into the path, he suffers from all types of diseases. Now when he engages in my dhikr, say dhikr will mean prescribed forms of dhikr, not the sunnah form of dhikr which we have to do it from the morning till the night, walking and sitting and working with Allah Ta'ala's name on your tongue and in your eyes, that's a compulsory form of dhikr. But there are certain prescribed forms of dhikr, so many times, so many thousand times this form of dhikr, so many hundred times this form, another form of dhikr. They should not be given this type of zikr, because they will gain pride, arrogance, because they are diseased. First cure the diseases of the nafs, the pride, the arrogance, the show, the riya, etc., the enmity in the hearts. Purify the hearts first, and then you apply the perfume, says. So when there is no ubudiyat in a person, then this ibadat is what? Is the effect of shaitaniyat. Like shaitan, exactly like shaitan. Look at the amount of ibadat he had. His external acts of worship, thousands of years in the asman. But his ibadat was not the effect of ubudiyat, of being a slave. He didn't understand that Allah Ta'ala is a slave. So the more he worshipped Allah Ta'ala, external acts of worship, ritual acts of worship, making salat, sajda, ruku, dhikr, etc., the more arrogant he became. So he did not, so at the end, that his arrogance was displayed. There was no ubudiyat in him. So he stood up as a rebel against Allah Ta'ala, and he became a cursed shaitan. All his ibadah did not help him because there was no ubudiyat. So a verbal expression, a verbal statement is not sufficient. It has to come from the heart. Same form. When we make tawbah, when we express the thing, our tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, asking Him to forgive us, it must come from the heart, there must be tawazu, humility in it. Otherwise, a verbal expression is of no use if it's not accompanied by humility of the heart. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, on his way to the Mount Tur to spend 40 days in the i'tikaf on the mountain and to converse with Allah Ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala ordered him, on his way to the mountain, he came across an old man who was sitting and crying profusely, shedding a lot of tears. And Musa alayhi salam was surprised and took pity and he asked him, man, what's the matter? So that man said, he told Musa, do you know who I am? Why I am shaitan in human form? You shaitan, you're crying so much. What is the cause of you crying? Surprised, shaitan crying. So shaitan said that I am crying because I see and understand and observe that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, His mercy is for everything, for His entire makhluk, all creation. He forgives no matter how great the sinners are. Even kufr and shirk also, when He forgives, when a person consciously makes tawbah and repents. Everyone is under the rahmat of Allah, except myself. I am excluded. After all, I am also Allah Ta'ala's makhluk, but I am excluded from Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. For that reason, I am crying. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, I'm going to the Mount to speak with Allah Ta'ala. I will deliver your message to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is aware, but I will explain there and I will intercede for you and for shaitan there by Allah Ta'ala. So after Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he spent 40 days on the mountain in i'tikaf and conversing with Allah Ta'ala. The Torah was also revealed then. After the completion of 40 days, he forgot about shaitan, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and what he had promised shaitan. As he was about to depart, then Allah Ta'ala reminded, oh Musa, there's now one creature of mine, one banda of mine also. You made a promise to him and you didn't fulfill it. Then it occurred to Musa alayhi salam. See, yes, Allah Ta'ala, that shaitan is crying. Appears his regret, remorse. He said that your mercy is for everyone, only for him. Then Allah Ta'ala said, yes, Musa, that he is also my creation. He is my makhluk. He's also my banda. But he had disobeyed me. And for that reason he became mardud, shaitan. He was ordered to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. He had refused. Right? Adam alayhi salam is no longer alive. But Adam alayhi salam, the qabr is still, his qabr is there in a certain place. So just tell him, he must go to the qabr of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. He must go and he must just make one sajda, then everything is forgiven. And he'll also become a maqbool banda. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam was very happy, it was simple, what a simple prescription. For shaitan, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. All the problems in the dunya will be solved then. Musa very happily came and conveyed the news to shaitan. And he said, this is Allah Ta'ala. So the moment he heard he should make sajda, his tears dried up. And he stood up in a huffing and puffing and he said, when I did not make sajda for him when he was alive, how will I ever make sajda for him when he's dead now? And he walked off in anger, shaitan. So this is shaitan's ibadat and he's crying. So the insan, we also, if our ibadat is also in that manner, if it doesn't create, increase us in humility, and if we don't, in our tears, if that our tears do not emanate from us because of humility, then it's all shaitan. This shaitan made ibadat and this is shaitan cry, so will be also our condition. So a noble person, when he makes ibadat, he must examine himself and see if his tawasu is increasing, more humble, becoming more humble. and you will understand your humility more if you, when you are in confronted with others, when others anger you, annoy you, now your reaction is you overlook it, and your annoyance is not overcome with anger, and you do not seek revenge for the hurt which people cause you, then you will understand, alhamdulillah, that I am now on the line of tawazun. Wa akhu da'wana, alhamdulillah.